Lukasz Nowotny is a Czech designer and paper engineer in the UK and the author of the excellent book Modern London. And he's my guest now in this edition of One on One. Lukasz Nowotny's excellent book Modern London offers intricate, colourful illustrations and entertaining text about many of the most iconic structures built over the last century in the UK capital, which has been his adopted home since 2014. The young Czech, whose day job is graphic designer and paper engineer, is currently preparing a guide to the modernist architecture of New York. Did you find it hard to adjust to the pace of life? Because I lived in London years ago and I much prefer Prague because it's simply slower. I wouldn't have the energy for London.
For me, I always, because I grew up in a really tiny town with like 3,000 people, and I always wanted to move kind of to a bigger town. So, you know, I was always looking for the next big town. I moved to Hradec Králové, which is 100,000 people. Then I moved to Prague, which is, I think, 1.2 million people. And as you say, it's amazing quality of life, but I always wanted to, like, honestly, my dream is to live in New York, but it's impossible from, you know, the immigration legal reasons and all that. But the fast pace here is actually quite good for me. Even, you know, it sounds like I would be, you know, like going to parties and stuff like that. I don't actually. I'm actually really enjoying, you know, like a working from home and that part of thing. But having a chance to, you know, go to concert or to galleries anytime you wish and for free, that is just great opportunity.
I was reading that one of the jobs that you've had in the UK in London was as a lighthouse keeper. I'm intrigued.
Yes, I still do it actually. It's the only lighthouse in London. And because obviously you don't need lighthouses in London. This lighthouse was built by a company which used to run all the British lighthouses, and they needed a place in London where they could train their lighthouse keepers. So they built this kind of small, it's really small. It's like most of the people don't know about it because it's so short that it's been, you know, overshadowed by all the other buildings. It's actually not being used as a lighthouse anymore, but as a kind of space for this art installation, which is called Long Player. It's a kind of sound installation, which it's like a song which is ever evolving and changing, and it's going to last 1,000 years.
I know you as the author of the fantastic book Modern London, but what is your main activity, Lukasz?
Oh, thank you for the kind words. Well, I'm illustrator, graphic designer, and I do everything, to be honest, to pay my rent.
But you also do something called paper engineering, which is something I had never heard of before. What exactly is paper engineering?
It's a bit strange term. There's quite a few terms flowing around. One of them is paper crafting and paper engineering. Even I struggle to describe it, and I'm doing it. It's basically a technique how you make pop-up books and all those beautiful books for children which are flat. You open them, you know, and something pops up. So it's not as easy, you know, to make it happen. There's like lots of geometry and things like that. And not many people can do it. How I became paper engineer, basically, I came to UK and I was trying to get myself a design job, but it's very hard to get a design job if you don't know anyone. And I made these custom little paper engineered cards which had little figure inside, which was me. And there was it said something in a sense like, do you want to go for a kappa or something like that? And if you pulled that figurine, like my number and email would pop out or something like that. And that helped me to get my first design job in London.
The style of drawings in modern London seems to me very specific, very precise. How do you do those drawings?
You say it's very precise, and it's probably because I studied architecture. I didn't graduate, but I studied architecture for a couple of years, and it's in essence it's architecture elevation when you see the building from without any perspective deformations, and you are just trying to capture, everything correct. And what I do add shades and colors, and I try to make it more real, make you feel the space is actually there, and you actually can feel the depth and things like that. Because if you describe something, if you illust when you illustrate, you soon realize that if you describe something 100% correct in technical terms, it still doesn't mean that it will look that way. Sometimes you have to cheat a bit for the human eye.
And do you use the original plans, original architect's drawings?
If I can, then yes, but most of the time it's kind of hard to get to them. If I can, I go there and I take photos myself of the details and stuff, and then there is this little tool where you can play with the perspective in Photoshop, and you can kind of, put it together.
One person who comes to mind for me looking at your work is Miroslav Šašek, who did these great guides to world cities, I guess, including London, I guess in the late 50s and the 60s. But I guess his books were more for children and yours aren't.
Yeah, I mean he is absolutely amazing, and he is definitely one of my inspirations. But yeah, he studied as an architect as well. He was an architect, and so he all his beautiful illustrations, even they are obviously for children, they are still correct. It has the right amount of columns and windows and everything. And yeah, he is just amazing.
Your book covers London from the 20s to the present day. There are so many iconic buildings in it. Have you got a favourite building or even a favourite era of modern buildings in London?
I would say the interwar period between the 1920s and 1930s, that is, I would say, my favorite period. After the war, obviously, it became international style, and it became really similar to the other European developments. But that period between the First and Second World War was sort of unique, because in Europe, the modernism was, especially in Prague and Czech Republic in general, the modernism with beautiful white buildings, it was blooming. But in the UK, people, they are a bit like they're more traditional. They start applying the ideas of modernism, but they still kind of kept the visual in the more traditional way. So I feel that's very unique for London and the UK in general.
In the book, you cover a couple of buildings with Czech connections. One is the Brutalist, the Czechoslovak Embassy in Kensington. The other is the Lord's Media Centre, or the Lord's Cricket Ground Media Centre. In the Czech media, that is usually referred to as a work by Jan Kaplický, but you don't name him. Why is that?
Well, I was actually thinking about naming him there, but the fact is that what happens a lot in Czech media, if a Czech person is part of some project, they make it sound like he is, it's his brainchild. But I wanted to kind of show that it's not just Kaplický. It was the whole Future Systems team, which was not just Kaplický, but him and Amanda Levet, which she continues to work as an architect, and she has lots of great clients. But in all the big Czech shows I visited, in Docs, I think, and stuff, she's not mentioned at all. It seems like he is the sole, brains behind it.
I presume doing this book must have been a real kind of voyage for you of getting to know London better.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was great education for me. And I feel it's a bit crazy when you think about it, that you wanna learn the history of the city while writing a history book about the city. It sounds a bit silly. But now when I'm working on a new book about New York, I have piles and piles of books I'm reading, because with London, I live here. It's like I feel more entitled to write a book about London than, let's say, about New York. So I'm always trying to be, as get to the bottom of the every building, get all the information possible from not just from the internet, but from all the, you know, books and all the newspapers, really to understand it. Because I feel like I would be judged harsher if there's something incorrect, because, you know, it would be like, oh, obviously he doesn't know because he's not from here.
And is it harder to choose the buildings for New York, or is it a similar process? Because New York seems to me to have so many iconic modern buildings.
You are right. You are right. There is incredible amount of amazing buildings. And yeah, part of it, as I mentioned, is the Americans and New Yorkers especially, they really like bold gestures in architecture. And especially in 1920s, 1930s, the buildings really try to shout for attention, which sometimes, you know, it didn't look good, but quite often you just end up with stunning pieces.
What do you think about this development in New York now, where because of technology, it's possible to build buildings that are much higher than any buildings that ever existed before? And they are doing it. There aren't so many of them yet, but there are more and more planned. And it seems to me that's going to really affect the skyline of New York.
Absolutely, absolutely. I accept that it's New York. It's, if this development should happen somewhere, it should happen in New York, because I feel like if you would try to stop it in New York, then you would start be like trying to conserve the city in certain period. And yeah, I mean, they call them super slims or super talls. And what, one of the things you mentioned, that they change the skyline a lot, but the other thing is that they are mostly built on quite compact sites. So at the end, you have this super slim, you know, tower, which doesn't really make like a huge shadow and, you know, stuff like that, which I think it's not going to have such a big impact as like 1980s, when he built a huge, they call them landscapers instead of skyscraper, landscapers, which is, you know, medium tall, but it's a giant box. So those kind of buildings, I feel they damage the city much more than, you know, needle in a haystack.
I have a strong sense that London is your home now, but I was wondering if you would consider doing a book about Prague modern architecture, or Czech modern architecture. Or are there enough noteworthy buildings, do you think, to do such a book from here?
To your last part of the question, definitely. Like Czech modern architecture and Prague architecture, there is so many stunning buildings, which I, even now, I, you know, sometimes just look up certain buildings and I haven't seen them for years, and it just fills me with like such a nice pleasure. But it's obviously my view of that is a bit subjective, because I feel it's my home. But still, the book about Prague, I'm kind of planning it for my kind of retirement. And also, I feel my girlfriend just laughed. She overheard it.
She doesn't know you're moving to Prague, right?
I feel I want to wait as well for a new generation of Czech architects to make a kind of new level, because to be honest, most of the, you know, post, let's say, 1990s architecture and 2000s, I think it's going to be a bit harder to illustrate, because that's going to be a bit, you know. So I'm still hoping that there will be, because lots of my friends from architecture studies, they are amazing architects, but they are still junior. So I hope that in a couple of decades, they will have ability to build something, some new layer.
So you think that a new level, a new standard of Czech architecture can be achieved? Because many people I know are disappointed by what we've seen here since 1990.
I have no doubt that the Czech architecture can do it, because you can look on countries like Poland or Slovenia. Their architecture, you know, their history is very similar, but their architecture already at the moment, it's just different level. And I think it's part of the, not that Czech Republic doesn't have the architects which are able to produce it, but it's, if the government doesn't see value of good architecture, you know, then it's a problem. If they just look for the value per, you know, if they look on the economic side of things, you will never end up with new masterpieces in Prague and everywhere else.
Lukáš Novotný, whose book Modern London is very much worth checking out if you have an interest in architecture and design. There are some images from it on our website, as well as some examples of Lukáš's paper engineering work.